Hello, and welcome to the Nick Hope Story Podcast. Today, we will be talking with my very own uncle, Uncle Tim. He is very excited for his upcoming retirement with the Coca-Cola Company, and he's also very interested in hunting and fishing. He's my hunting buddy. Here with us today is Uncle Tim. Here are some of his fascinating stories and some questions I asked him.
How are you today, Uncle Tim?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Day after the best day of the year.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Grosse Pointe, Michigan.
And what is your favorite memory and story from your childhood?
Favorite memory and story? Probably my favorite memory growing up is the summer trips to our cottage in Ontario, Canada.
Any fun stories from that?
Lots of fun stories, including my good friends there, particularly Bobby Dulong, and going down to the frog pond and catching frogs with Bobby.
Now, Uncle Tim, what is one of the most proud things that you have accomplished in your life?
Proud things? Well, I think the most recent one is I just to complete 35 years of work with the Coca-Cola Company. I think the other proud accomplishments are having my two daughters graduate from university. And I think the other major life accomplishment was probably having the gift of traveling and living outside the United States with my family.
How was it living outside the United States with your family?
Oh, a very different experience than living in the U.S. All about managing and understanding different societies and working to blend into those societies.
Now, what was the stupidest thing you've ever done as a kid?
As a kid, the stupidest thing I ever did. I think before driving, probably the stupidest thing I did as a kid was, so it's one of two things. Either swinging a bucket on a rope and hitting your mother in the head with it. That was pretty stupid. I nearly killed her. Or the second stupidest thing was I was at the Renaissance Towers in downtown Detroit with my grandmother, Helen, and thought I would try a physics trick by spitting off the top balcony and seeing what would happen. My grandmother nearly cleaned my clock for that.
All right. Growing up as a kid, who did you look up to the most?
I wouldn't say there was any one particular person that I looked up to the most. I think there was probably a lot of influence from a number of the auto manufacturing groups. I think Lee Iacocca could have been one of those persons that maybe influenced how I looked at the world.
Now, how did you and Aunt Pam meet?
Aunt Pam and I met at a Super Bowl party by some mutual friends here in Houston, Texas.
How did you first get into hunting?
That was definitely influenced by my dad and my uncle, Bill, and his two boys, Bill and John.
What has been the biggest deer you have killed over the years?
Oh, that's an easy one. Saskatchewan buck.
Where did you kill that?
Saskatchewan, Canada.
Now, what do you look forward to the most?
Retirement. That's an easy one. And then beyond that, I look forward to having more time to do those hobbies that I love the most.
All right. What was your best vacation you have ever been on?
Best vacation. I'd say the best vacation I've ever been on was 5-day safari in South Africa. Yeah. Kruger National Park.
Cool. Now, what college did you attend?
Michigan State University.
And what was your favorite subject in high school?
My favorite subject in high school? Favorite subject in high school? I think probably was math.
Any certain type of math? Algebra, geometry, algebra, two.
Definitely algebra and calculus.
Cool. Now, we know you're not very good, but what was the best score you ever shot in golf?
Best score? Best score ever shot in golf was an 83 at the Dane Fern Golf Club in South Africa.
Cool. Now, what is your favorite food?
Favorite food? I would say I like, if I have to choose, I would say bone-in ribeye on the grill.
Now, what kind of animal was your first pet, which you already answered, which was a
dog?
Yeah. And now we're going to go back to one of the questions. What was the one thing that my mom did when she was a kid that got her in the most trouble?
I did.
So I think the one thing that she did, I can remember, I had gotten a telescope for Christmas one year. And on Christmas Day, she decided that she was going to understand how this telescope worked by taking it apart and disassembling it to a point where it couldn't be reassembled. I think that was one time I saw her get in a lot of trouble.
All right.
Remember that.
Now, one last question is, what is one thing you wish you could have changed about your younger self?
Ooh, good question. That's kind of a tough one. I think if there was one thing I could change, it would have been having a broader look at the world other than just locally, you know, in Michigan, in the U.S. That would be one thing.
All right. Thank you for your time, Uncle Tim.
Thank you, Nick.
One thing I could cherish from this interview with Uncle Tim is to cherish the little things in life, like living out of country, because you have to adapt one way or another, and it helps you gain and grow as a person. Another thing I could learn is to always stick around with the people closest to you, even though if you just knew them for a couple of years. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. I'll see you next time with my grandpa.